All right, on this Monday morning, some sunshine out there. Cold, but no snow today. We'll detail the weather forecast again coming up in just a few minutes. It's sort of the other shoe dropping that we expected in the Harvey Weinstein case. Now the Weinstein company is facing a civil suit. Joining us right now from ABC News, following this story, Aaron Katursky. Aaron, good morning.
Well, good morning. This civil lawsuit runs 39 pages and details broadly what it describes as a toxic environment for women at the Weinstein companies because of Harvey Weinstein's behavior toward women. It details many of the same allegations that we have heard from women in other forums, be it interviews or articles or other lawsuits. But it seeks to, I think, in its most broad fashion, detail the horrible nature of what went on there for years, with the acquiescence of Bob Weinstein and the company writ large, the lawsuit says, who preferred non-disclosure agreements to cover up the behavior but never really dealt with it.
Yeah, Harvey Weinstein's brother has basically said he didn't know the extent to which all this was going on. He's trying to sell the company now, isn't he?
He is, and Bob Weinstein is, he frantically tried to retain control of the company, and that really wasn't ever going to work. And his account of not really knowing seems belied by the number of non-disclosure agreements that he seems to have been informed of. But be that as it may, the company's sale to a group of investors led by the woman who used to run the Small Business Administration under President Obama seems to have been halted now by this lawsuit. The attorney general said he wanted to make sure that any sale fairly compensated victims. He's concerned that they're going to get shut out.
Is this likely to be, Aaron, a long civil suit? Is this going to be a long trial, do you think?
Oh, look, if it even gets that far, any number of lawsuits that the Weinsteins are facing. You know, I think we're up to 90 different women have accused him in one fashion or other. And so this is just one more lawsuit, although it's led by the attorney general. So it's undoubtedly not going anywhere. It's not going to be easily settled. And I think its intent more than anything else was to make sure the sale of the company doesn't do anything that would put the possibility of financial redress for the victims in jeopardy.
Right. All right. Well, we'll be following this, Aaron. We appreciate your insight this morning. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
All right. Take care. Bye now.